And we roll on here, Getaway Friday, March the 26th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. And we're going to get into Family Feud, which is a lot of fun, and I know a lot of people like to play. But just to keep you up to date on the news, as we just got it, so you can say you heard it here, Judge Jason Warner, who we all know was convicted of some felony counts just a couple weeks ago here in Marion, they have, he and his wife Julia, who were both convicted of those felony counts, have filed a motion for acquittal of the felony convictions. So that's what we know now, that Judge Warner and his wife Julia have filed a motion for acquittal of the felony convictions that they received a couple weeks ago. So there you go. The story continues on, and I believe at this point they are due to be sentenced on April the 15th, so we will see what happens with all that. Now, acquittal charges, an acquittal motion has been filed of the felony convictions. All right, something on to a little more cheery here. Let's see here. Now, the first category today on the Family Feud only has four answers, and I'm going to give you a hint right off the bat because it's kind of a strange category, but I think it'll be fun. Here's what it is. How much more money would a good raise be? How much more money would a good raise be? Now, here are the tips on this. Two are percentages, and two are money per week. So I'm going to give you that hint. Those are the four answers. Two are in the form of a percentage, and two are in the form of dollars per week. So the question is, how much more money would make a good raise per week? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
That's a weird question, Scott.
It is.
I'm just going by kind of like what they might do on TV. And, of course, I watched TV shows in the 70s where $25 a week was a lot more than it is now. I'll go for 10%. That's just a nice round benchmark kind of a number.
All right. Let me see here. Only four answers in this one.
10% is logical. I mean, that, you know, of course, you know, our salary, what do we get, $7 an hour for working at the station? So 7.70 we get. You can buy a extra large McDonald's fountain drink next time.
7 days a week. No 10% on the list.
It's a weird question, but sometimes, too, they give you more vacation, or they might give you a weekend off, or better health insurance. Honestly, better health insurance is worth more than 10% nowadays. I thought I'd give it a try.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yep, it's a different kind of question. That's why I gave a hint off the bat. 740-383-9944. How much more money would make a good raise? Now remember, two answers are in percentages, and two answers are in dollars per week. Go ahead, caller.
25%.
No 25% on the list.
Okay.
No 25%. How much more money would make a good raise? Now, two are in percentage form, and two are in dollars per week. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, basically, it's a percentage amount. Now, we've gotten a couple percentage guesses there, and we've also got dollars per week. Two in dollars per week and two percentages. Go ahead, caller.
Another dumb answer, Scott. $100 a week. I was thinking by the hour, but that's like $250 an hour. $100 a week?
$100 a week is the number two answer.
Okay, well, I thought 10% is better, but, you know, I'm not quite sure whom they're surveying in these surveys. But glad I could start it off, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. $100 per week is the number two answer. So now we have three answers left. How much more money would make a good raise per week? Now, two, as I say, are in the form of percentages, and two are money per week, dollars per week. Go ahead, caller.
50%.
Well, 50% would definitely be a good raise, but not on the list today. No 50% on the list. How much more money would make a good raise per week? Now, two are in percentages. We don't have either percentage yet. And two are in dollars per week. We've got one of the dollars per week. $100 per week was one of the correct answer. What are the other answers? How much money would make a good raise per week? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, for the cheap little bosses out there, Scott, how about 5%? That's more in line with what my raises usually are.
5% is number three on the list. You got it.
We got some cheap bosses, Scott. I mean, $2.50 an hour. What's that, like a gallon of gas, per week? Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you.
I tried.
All right, there we go. Yes, 5% was number three on the list. So now we're down to two answers. How much money would make a good raise per week? We've got $100 per week and 5%. Those two have been taken. Now there is one more in percentage form, and there is one more in dollars per week. We've had $100 per week. What is the other one? How many dollars per week? And we've got 5%. What is the other percentage point? Go ahead, caller.
About $50 a week.
$50 a week is the number four answer. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. $50 a week clocks in at number four. Now there's only one answer left, and it's in the form of a percentage. And it's the number one answer. How about that? How much more money would make a good raise? And it's a percentage. Now we've got $100 per week. We've got 5%. And we've got $50 per week. What is the other answer? And it's in percentage form. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
I think 20%.
Not 20%, but that's a good guess. 20% does not show up on the list today. What is the percentage point that we are looking for? How much more money would make a good raise, and it's a percentage? Does anybody know what that percentage would be per week? 740-383-9944. It's the number one answer on the list today. $100 per week was number two. 5% was number three. $50 per week was number four. What is the number one answer? Now remember, it is in the form of a percentage. How much more money would make a good raise per week? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'd be happier with a 100% raise.
100? Well, wouldn't that be nice? We'd take that. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Yeah, catch you later.
No 100% raise on the list today, but I think that'd probably be the favorite raise of all people. How much money would make a good raise per week, and it's in the form of a percentage? Does anybody know what this is? This percentage. Go ahead, caller.
15% raise.
Not 15. Good guess. 15 does not show up on the list. We've got $100 per week. We've got 5%. We've got $50 per week. Final answer is a percentage. How much more money per week would make a good raise? Go ahead, caller.
25%?
Not 25%.
Okay.
25% does not show up on the list today. We want to get the percentage right here. How much more money per week would make a good raise? Go ahead, caller.
About 50.
50%. No 50%.
Okay.
50% does not show up on the list today. How much more money would make a good raise per week, and it is a percentage? Now, number two is $100 per week. Three is 5%. Four is $50 per week. What's the number one answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about 30%?
Not 30%. 30% does not show up on the list today. What is this percentage point that we are not coming up with? How much money would make a good raise per week, and it is in the form of a percentage point. Go ahead, caller.
Which money would make a good raise?
Go ahead, caller.
40%?
Not 40%. 40% does not show up on the list today. What percentage point are we looking for? How much more money would make a good raise? It is a percentage. Go ahead, caller.
20%?
Not 20%.
Okay.
20% does not show up on the list. What percentage would make a good raise per week? That's the answer that's eluding us. Go ahead, caller.
About 3%.
Not 3%. 3% does not show up on the list. What percentage point would make a good raise per week? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
About 10%.
Not 10%. 10% does not show up on the list. What percentage point would make a good raise per week? Number one answer. How about this? 28 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. What percentage point would make a good raise per week? 740-383-9944. That's where we are today. Go ahead, caller.
60%?
Not 60%. 60% does not show up on the list. We're looking for a percentage that would make a good raise per week. 740-383-9944. We've got $1 a week, we've got 5%, and we've got $50 per week. Or $100 per week, excuse me. We have $100 per week, 5%, and $50 per week, but the last answer is a percentage. How much money would make a good raise per week? Go ahead, caller.
About 12%.
Not 12%. 12% does not make the list. 29 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. What percentage would make a good raise per week? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what this percentage is? There's only 100 answers here, and we've combed a lot of them so far. How much more money would make a good raise? It's a percentage. It's the number one answer. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Let's see if this person knows what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try 18%.
Not 18%. And we'll be back in exactly 1 minute.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 26th, 2021, 31 minutes past the hour. And the category this morning is how much money would make a good raise? Now, our final answer is the number one answer in the category, and it's a percentage. Does anybody know what this percentage is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the final percentage? today in our category. Go ahead, caller.
How about 33%?
Not 33%. 33% does not make the list. We've had $100 per week, we've had 5%, and we've had $50 per week, but we do not have the number one answer. What is the percentage that would make a good raise per week? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The percentage that would make a good raise per week. And in this category, this answer was the number one answer. So it seems to be that we, it seems to me that we might have a stumper on our hands here. We've got $100 per week, 5%, $50 per week. What's the final percentage that we don't have? Go ahead, caller.
35%?
Not 35%.
Okay.
35% does not show up on the list. It is, though, a percentage point that we are looking for. What is the percentage that would make for a good raise per week? So says the people surveyed. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to go lowball and say 5%.
5%. No, well, you know what? 5%, we had that game. It was number 3 on the list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it.
Oh,
sorry.
No problem. 5%, yes. 5% was on the list as the number 3 answer. So what is our final percentage point here? It's the number 1 answer. How much would make for a good raise each week? A percentage. Go ahead, caller.
100%.
How much?
100.
100. Not 100%. Good guess, though. Good raise. If you could get 100%, why not? 100% not on the list. What percentage point would make a good raise per week? What's the percentage point? We've got $100 per week, 5%, and $50 per week. What is the number one answer? It's in a percent. How much more money would make a good raise per week? It's a percentage point. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
7%.
Not 7%. 7% does not show up on the list today. What is that percent? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about 80%?
Not 80%. 80% does not show up on the list. What is this percentage point that is eluding us 35 minutes past the hour today? This percentage that makes a good raise. What is it? Maybe this is the correct answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
90.
Not 90%. 90% does not show up on this particular list. What is the percentage that makes a good raise? All you have to do is guess a percent. We'll eventually stumble onto it here. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Have you had 2%?
Not 2%.
Okay.
2% does not show up on the list today. What is this elusive percent that we cannot get? How much more money would make a good raise? That's what we want to know. We've got $100 per week, 5%, and $50 per week. Last answer in a percent. Go ahead, caller.
20.
Not 20%. 20% not on this particular list. What is the correct percentage that would make a good raise per week? Number one answer. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
49.
Not 49. Not 49%. A percentage that would make for a good raise per week. 740-383-9944. Coming up on 37 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
How about 3%?
Not 3%.
Ah.
3% does not show up on this particular list. A percentage that would make for a good raise. Does anybody know what that would be? 37 minutes past the hour. It's a percentage that would make for a good raise. All righty here. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
11.
Not 11%. 11% does not show up on the list. A percentage that would make for a good raise. Number one answer, and it is in a percentage. How much more money would make for a good raise? Now, we had $100 per week, 5%, and $50 per week. What's the elusive final answer? Go ahead, caller.
75%.
Not 75%. 75% does not show up on this particular list. What is the percentage that would make for a good raise per week? The percentage that would make for a good raise per week. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
How about 10%?
Not 10%. 10% does not show up on this particular list. A percentage point that would make for a good raise per week. Number one answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are we leaving out here? A good raise per week. Surveyed, people surveyed. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say 6 or 7%. I don't know if I guessed any of those.
Not 6 or 7.
Okay.
6 or 7% do not show up on this particular list. What is the percentage that would make for a good raise per week? Percentage that would make for a good raise per week. 740-383-9944. Approaching 40 minutes past the hour. Who would have guessed this would have taken 25 minutes? Four answers. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm about 12%.
Not 12%. 12% does not show up on the list. A percentage that would make for a good raise per week. Percentage that would make for a good raise per week. 740-383-9944. We've got $100 per week, 5%, $50 per week. What's the other percentage? All right. Go ahead, caller.
43%.
Not 43%. 43% not on this particular list. All righty here. Let's see. What's the percentage that would make for a good raise per week? $100 per week, 5%, and $50 per week have all been guessed. What is the number one answer? And it is in the form of a percentage. 41 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Who's going to guess this percentage? You know, there are 100 answers to this question. 100%. And we have been through several of them, but we have yet to get the right one yet. What percentage would make for a good raise per week? It has to be in there. 740-383-9944. It is in percentage form. Does anybody know what that would be? We may have stumped everybody in the audience today. Coming up on 42 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. 740-383-9944. What is the percentage that would make for a good raise per week? It is a whole percentage. Does anybody know what it is? Has everybody given up at this point? Everybody might have thrown in the towel, because we have been all around the percentages here in the last 27 and a half minutes. What percentage would make for a good raise per week? 740-383-9944. Any guesses? As time just keeps trickling along here, if we get this, we can move on to the next category. Now, the next category has 8 answers. A little bit of a different category. What percentage would make for a good raise per week? Just past 43 minutes past the hour. A brave soul going to call in an answer. Go ahead, caller.
2%.
Not 2%. Good guess, though. Not 2%. What is the percentage point that we are missing? A raise? How much money would make a good raise per week in percentage form? Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Wow. I never have run into one that was this challenging. All right, go ahead, caller.
3%.
Not 3%. 3% is not the answer today. What percentage are we missing 44 minutes past the hour today? A percentage that would make for a good raise per week. 740-383-9944. What is that magical percentage point that is the number one answer in this particular category? How much more money would make for a good raise? Now, it is a percentage. Does anybody know what that would be? We've been working on this now for 29 minutes. 740-383-9944. It is the number one answer, and it is in the form of a percentage. All righty, here. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed 6%?
Not 6%. Good guess, though.
Okay.
We'll be back in 1 minute.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here. What percentage would make a good raise per week? Go ahead, caller.
How about 8%?
Not 8%. 8% does not show up on the list. What percentage point would make a good raise per week? The correct answer has not shown up yet. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, refresh my memory. What all percentages have been guessed so far?
Well, let's see. 7, 6, 43, 92, I don't know.
No 14, no 15. Well, gosh darn it.
I know. Keep it up.
Those percentage points are not there at this particular time. 46, coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. What percentage would make for a good raise per week? Go ahead, caller.
10.
Not 10. That's a good guess, though.
10 does not show up on the list. What percentage point would make a good raise per week? This is where we are. Go ahead, Galler.
1%.
1%. You got it. Number one answer was 1%. Thank you.
We finally have knocked it out of the park. It was 1%. Nobody guessed that. So the answers were, how much more money would make a good raise? It is 1%, $100 per week, 5%, and $50 per week. Those were the correct answers. All right. We've got 12 minutes left here, and I'm going to go on to the next category because it's got 8 answers, but they should be easy. Here we go. Name a type of business people call and get put on hold. Okay, 8 of these. Name a type of business where people call and get put on hold. 740-383-9944. 8 answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Utility company.
Utility company. Let me see here. Well, do you have a particular utility company?
Phone company.
Phone company. Phone company is the number 2 answer. You got it. Thank you.
Phone company, number 2 answer on the list. A business you call where you get put on hold. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Pizza. To order pizza.
To order pizza. Let's see here. We'll go restaurant. Number 6 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Restaurant shows up at number 6 on the list. A business where people call and expect to be put on hold. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Definitely a bank, Scott. I always get put on hold when I call the bank. Or the credit card company or something along that line.
Well, the bank is number 3 on the list. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bank shows up at number 3 on the list today. Name a type of business where people call and they expect to be put on hold. 740-383-9944. See, we're rifling right through these. Go ahead, caller.
Doctor's office.
Doctor's office, number 1 answer. You got it.
Okay.
Doctor's office shows up at number 1 on the list today. Name a business that people call where they expect to be put on hold. We've got 4 answers. Still 4 answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Great answer, Stop. I don't think it's going to be there. A radio station.
A radio station. We don't put you on hold here. No radio station.
Well, that's a good answer. I mean, sometimes these stations have 7 lines. You keep calling. You know, you call a talk show and you wait on hold for half an hour. I mean, Phil Donahue or one of your other talk show friends could attest to that.
That's
okay,
true.
Okay, well, I tried. Thanks.
Good guess. All right. No radio station on the list. Name a business where people call that they expect to be put on hold. 740-383-9944. We've got doctor's office, phone company, bank, and restaurant. Still 4 answers left to go. What would those 4 answers be? All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a school?
A school? No school on the list. Good guess, though. Thank you.
No school on the list today. Name a type of business that people would call where they expect to be put on hold. We've got doctor's office, phone company, bank, restaurant. Still 4 answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about insurance?
Insurance. Insurance company, number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're down to 3 with about 9 minutes left to go. The IRS would put you on hold. Not on the list, though, oddly enough. But that is a long wait. Go ahead, caller.
Listen, number one, it needs to be the IRS.
The IRS? You know, the IRS is not even on the list. I know.
No way!
Eight correct answers here, no IRS.
I'm shocked.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
No IRS on the list today. Name a type of business where people call where they expect to be put on hold. All right. Three answers left. Little under 10 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
What's
that?
Auto mechanic.
Oh, mechanic. Let's see here. No mechanic on the list. Mechanic does not make the list today. 8 minutes left to go. Name a type of business where people call where they expect to be put on hold. Doctor's office, phone company, bank, insurance company, and restaurant have all been guessed. Three left to go. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Social Security office?
Social Security office. Not on the list here. Good guess, though.
Social Security office not on the list. A type of business people call where they expect to be put on hold. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was thinking a government office, first the IRS, but how about the court? Your court called to check on a case, and you maybe, you know, I've called the court a couple times, and I'm on hold like for 45 minutes, so would that count? Government office of the court or the IRS, I mean, one of those three should be there.
You know, none of those are on the list.
Well, that's a good answer, but okay, thanks.
You know, it might be that, I don't know if they consider those businesses. That might be part of the problem. I don't know if the IRS and the Social Security is considered a business. Maybe that's what they're going on here. People certainly have been put on the hold there, though, Social Security office. Go ahead, caller.
What about a hospital?
Hospital. Let's see here. No hospital on the list.
No hospital on the list today. Name a type of business people call where they expect to be put on hold. Three answers left to go in about 6 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
What about a florist or a beautician?
Florist or beautician? Neither one on the list. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Florist will put you on hold. Check to see if they have the flowers. What type of business do people call where they expect to be put on hold? A business. Go ahead, caller.
What about a spectrum for your TV?
Cable company type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, cable company's not on the list, but something close to that.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Restaurant was six. We got restaurant. Yeah, the answers we have so far, doctor's office, phone company, bank, insurance company, and restaurant. Three answers left to go. What type of business do people call and expect to be put on hold? Go ahead, caller.
A pharmacy?
Pharmacy. That's a good guess. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
No pharmacy on the list. That's a good one. No pharmacy. What type of business do people call where they expect to be put on hold? Three answers remain, just under 5 minutes in the program today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about an auto parts store?
Auto parts store. No auto parts store.
Okie doke.
All right. Auto parts store does not make the list today. Type of business people call where they expect to be put on hold. Three answers remain. 740-383-9944. What are those elusive three answers? Now remember, we've got doctor's office, phone company, bank, insurance company, and restaurant. Three answers left, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about a lumber company?
Not a lumber company.
Lumber company, a good guess, but not on the list. 56 minutes past the hour. A business where you call and expect to be put on hold. Three answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
I want to do two. What about an internet provider or a department store?
No internet provider, but department store is number five on the list. You got it. Department store clocks in at number five. We've got two answers left in 4 minutes.
All right, name a business where you call and expect to be put on hold. Two answers left to go. Department store knocked off the list. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Hotel.
Hotel. No hotel on the list. Hotel does not make the list today. A business that you call and expect to be put on hold. 3 minutes left to go. We've got doctor's office, phone company, bank, insurance company, department store, and restaurant. There are two answers left. What are they? 3 minutes left to go. You know, earlier on, we had somebody call, and they guessed utility. And we had to guess a particular utility. Now, they guessed phone company. Now, there's a hint on one of them. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A dentist office?
Not a dentist office. No dentist office on the list. Name a business you call where you expect to be put on hold. 740-383-9944. Two answers, and the two-minute warning is out. 2 minutes left to go in this particular program. All right, go ahead, caller.
The insurance company.
What's that? You say insurance? No insurance company today. Not the insurance company. A business that you would call and expect to be put on hold. All righty here. Is this the right answer? Go ahead, caller.
Electric company.
Electric company. You got it. That's number 7 on the list. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We've got 90 seconds left to go and one answer left. Name a business people call where they expect to be put on hold. We got doctor's office, phone company, bank, insurance company, department store, restaurant, and electric company. What is that final answer? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
What about the water company?
Not the water company. The water company does not show up on the list today. A company that you call, a business that you expect to be put on hold. 1 minute left in the program today. Don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker next here on the station, 11:15 a.m. till 12 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Gas company.
Not the gas company. Gas company does not show up. I'll tell you, the final one has to do maybe, let's see, selling you something, calling to check up on you. Go ahead, caller.
You mentioned utility, Scott, the cable, internet company, telecom company. They're kind of all the same thing. I mean, that should be there. I mean, I've certainly been on hold calling AT&T or those kind of places.
Yep, not on the list, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I tried.
All right, one answer left to go. This company would be, a lot of times they're trying to sell you. They call all the time. They're usually trying to sell you something. A lot of times it has to do with rates. A rate. They will check on a rate for you. Go ahead, caller.
Cell phone company?
Not a cell phone company.
Okay.
Not a cell phone company. A lot of time when they call, they'll ask about rates. You get a lot of mail from these people, as well as phone calls. 740-383-9944. Name a type of business that people call where they expect to be put on hold. Let's see. I'll take two more calls here in the last 30 seconds of the show. Let's see what we get here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it the cable company?
Not the cable company.
Oh, okay.
No cable company. One more call today. And if not, we'll have to hold this over till noon. Name a company, a business that calls, or you call, that you would expect to be put on hold. All right, final call for this hour. Go ahead, caller.
What about automobile insurance?
No auto insurance. No, so we'll hold that over for the noon hour. We got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up in about 15 minutes after news and weather. Don't you dare go away.
They passed a diner, and they said, well, you know, you can't work this anywhere up here. You have to go down to the basement where there is DC current. I took all the